I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Hello and welcome once again to Hacker Voice Radio. This is the 16th. This is the 16th of September, 2005, and obviously that means it's episode 28. You are joined, as always, by Planet Lave and our good friend north of the border, Mr. Scoby.
Hello.
Say hi. How's it going, man?
I'm cool. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, I'd probably be a lot better if it wasn't from the news that we just found out about half an hour ago. You know?
It's fucking crazy, man. I mean, Jesus. You do it, because, you know, you've been on the text with that guy, so over to Scoby for breaking news.
Yeah, I'm afraid, everybody, that we actually have some very sad and, you know, unexpected news to make the show. Someone at the 2600 mid-month meeting has called in about half an hour ago and informed us that the main host of Hacker Voice Radio, Belial, has actually been arrested by London Police under the Cyber Terrorism Law of 2001 and is currently being held at Scotland Yard. We're doing all that we can at the moment to find out what we can, but, you know, when we've called, we aren't being allowed past the front desk, so I would just like for everyone to extend our thoughts to Belial and assure you that we will not rest until Belial is free. So free Belial.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fucking shocking. I mean, it's a mid-month 2600 meeting. What the hell could they have done here? You know,
I don't know, man. This
they've been picked on. Over the past week, you know, I've been seeing an IRC that the site's been getting visits from MI5.gov.
Jesus Christ. This is crazy.
They have been downloading the show. We know that for a fact, so I don't know whether that's related to it. It probably is, but
I wonder if it's something he's done on a past show, or if it's something he's done tonight.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Hopefully we can. I don't think we'll find out immediately what it is, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, our thoughts go out to him. But, it was there at the beginning, he'd want the show to go on, you know, so, you know.
It's fucked up. Just to go on with the show anyway, whilst we still try to find out what's going on, some news, Charles Clark is still up high, ATI ships have the video on X800 GTO, which is the 12 pipeline chip that sits between the I think it's the X800 XL and the X800 XT, and it supports GDDR3 memory clocked at 1 GHz.
Christ.
And installed in a 256 bit bus.
Nice.
It's fast. It's probably the most advanced ATI graphics chip out there.
Yeah, fucking too right. That's crazy.
It's available right now, and it's included on graphics cards produced by ATI, ABIT, AsusTech, Kinect Components, Diamond, Gigabit Hi-Tech, Infotech, MSI, Pilot, Sapphire Tool, and VisionTech.
Good stuff.
Yeah, the recording industry assholes of America has told 7 peer-to-peer software companies to get this program or face the consequences. I don't know if you saw this in the Register.
No, I missed this one.
No, the organization, infamous for thousands of lawsuits, has issued against alleged file sharers, sorry, I can't speak on, you know, wound up about that news we found out, said that it's firms to shut down their networks or implement RIAA-approved anti-piracy measures. The RIAA hasn't actually said which peer-to-peer networks it sent the cease and desist letters to, but the Wall Street Journal yesterday said that LimeWire, BearShare and WinMX has been told to shut down. The demands come 3 months after the US Supreme Court ruled that P2P providers Grokster and Streamcast are responsible for the actions of their users.
Fuck.
I actually went on the LimeWire site today to download the software because I've just done a clean install of Debian.
Yeah.
And they've actually added a section on the LimeWire site where it says there's two options when you go to download it. One option is, yes, I intend to use this software to infringe copyright, and the other option is to, it says, no, I will not use this software to infringe copyright. It's pretty fucking obvious which one people are going to click on, but yeah, that's part of the RIAA's demands.
So that's all they need to do to keep running, is put that little, yes, I'm going to break the law, no, I'm not going to break the law option.
That's part of it.
Right, because it
goes deeper, but
fuck. I only just got LimeWire the other day, just to try it out, but
excuse me.
Bless you.
I was waiting that.
That's weird.
The IRA, it says that anyone who's knowingly operating on the wrong side of the fine line that is legal file sharing do so at their own risk, and they will prosecute people with the full extent of the law. So basically they're going out in a massive hunting spree again.
Yeah.
Against
yeah.
file sharers. You know, there's actually a story, I've not actually gone up, but I read it a couple of days ago, that the RIA actually went after someone who was sharing music, but here's the thing, it was their own music and it was released under the Creative Commons.
Ah.
Yeah, went after them. I need to dig that story up. But, it just shows how fucking stupid they are. They don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the worst thing because they don't have a clue what the fuck is going on, why people are doing it, and yet they're the ones cracking down on people and trying to get them to stop and trying to put them in prison.
Here's the best thing, but see the motion picture assholes of America and the recording industry assholes of America, they don't actually have any legal jurisdiction when it comes to such things. You know, they're just a club set up by artists.
Yeah, yeah.
So
now they're going fucking nuts and trying to...
Music and film and all that is art. You know, it is all art, but the only problem is that the Lyle calls them core politicals want to make money off it.
And, you know,
when money's involved, everything goes to shit.
Mm.
So,
you're
so
fucking right, mate.
Sad world we live in.
It is, and it's not getting any better on its own.
That's for sure.
Fucking corporations policing the world and shit, it's fucked up, man.
Not right. Apparently Bill Gates is speaking out on Microsoft's future.
Oh.
In my opinion, it's very short-lived. This week, they've been holding their developers conference, professional developers conference in Seattle. I think it's Seattle, I'm not too sure. Anyway. And it's showing off Windows Vista and Office 12. And apparently in Office 12, they've completely, in inverted commas, revolutionised the application interface for using a fucking word processor.
What does that mean? They've moved the fucking toolbars about so you can't find them anymore?
Apparently there are no toolbars.
They've what, sorry?
From reading what Gates is saying, it looks as if everything is all 3D now, and you probably have to have a 256 megabyte graphics card just to use a fucking word processor. Now,
it's more 3D than fucking Half-Life 2.
Now put it this way, when I want to use a word processor, right, I don't give a fuck about what it looks like, as long as it is simple, easy to use, and fast and efficient for me to do the task that I have to do.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck if it requires 3D rendering, shading, transparency, or any other dipshit fucking thing that GUIs require. You know, I mean, I'm a Linux user, you're a Linux user, I mean, we prefer, I know I prefer using Nano for all my coding, which is a nice program put out by the GNU project. I prefer all that rather than this fucking 3D-ish.
Fucking bloatware kind of shit, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, put it this way, have you seen the latest version of MSN Messenger?
Oh, we're getting the call. Okay.
1.2 megabytes for an instant messaging client.
That's mad. I tell you what, I'm going to try and take this and put you on hold, and then conference you.
Right.
Nope. Still there, mate. Nope. But what have I done? I've put him on hold. Let's try that. Still there, pal?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's annoying?
Yeah, whoever it was that rang up, hung up. Again.
Ah.
So, I tell you what, next time, what I'm going to do is just take the call, and so if you go on hold all of a sudden, that's why, because they seem to be ringing in for like 4 or 5 rings, you know, and then hanging up, so they're giving up too easy. Whoever you are, I know you can't hear this live, so it doesn't really matter, but fucking let it ring, for crying out loud. So yeah, basically you got to pick the right tool for the task you're trying to do. You don't need bloody the latest version of Microsoft Word to write a few notes if you're going to save it as text anyway. You know, use the right tool. Use fucking Notepad. And you're saying something about MSN Messenger and how big it is. How big is it? Because I don't use the latest version.
Megabytes.
It's what, sorry?
10.2 megabytes for an instant messaging client.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Google Talk is 720k, I believe.
No, that's more like it.
Yeah, and you know? That includes a very advanced voice over IP speech codec, which isn't included in any operating system. That's their own codec. Shoot, it lacks a few features from the more mainstream clients, but it's excellent for a beta.
Yeah, yeah. Does exactly what I need it to.
A program, and you wouldn't think it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the sort of thing. That's the sort of programs that people should be creating. I mean, I don't see the point in having a DVD for an operating system, just because you know processing power and is cheaper now and RAM is cheaper now. It doesn't mean that people have to. It's good to exploit that for, you know, good means, but there's, you know.
Yeah, just using it all up on fucking. Yeah, using it all up on shit like Messenger and your basic applications. Fuck, that's fucking stupid. You know, they're just kind of getting greedy with the amount of processing power that is available on a modern PC. So
yeah, well, Intel's actually moving away from try to get raw gigahertz as a processor because they can't get any more than 4 gigahertz now.
Yep.
You know, they're set a stone wall, so they're focusing more on calculations per nanosecond, cooling, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff that fucking matters rather than, you know, a clock speed.
Yeah. What when I'm first...
Yeah, there's no point in having a fast processor in your system if the rest of the bus on the motherboard isn't
can't
as fast
fucking handle
enough to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Because that is a massive, massive bottleneck. That a lot of people run in, especially in server systems. You know, big server farms, that's the biggest problem, not the processor speed, but the bus speed.
I
can remember, sorry?
It's fucking nuts. Basically, what Intel were doing versus AMD was they got themselves in a massive pissing competition about who could squeeze the most gigahertz, and AMD kind of pulled away from that. They were doing processors that actually ran, let's say, 2 gigahertz, but they were naming them the 2600 CPUs. So they were still
because
kind
that
of...
That was the Intel equivalent, because of
They were saying, you know, it doesn't run at that many gigahertz, but it runs as fast as an Intel 2.6. You know, so they were kind of the first to pull away and say, look, you know, it's not all about the fucking gigahertz, you know, so let's fucking focus away from that and let's just focus on performance and benchmarking and what the processor will actually do and how fast it will do it. You know, but Intel just kept churning them out. 3 gigahertz, 3.2, 3.4. The fastest I've seen, I think, was a 3.6.
And I've seen a 3.8.
A 3.8, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Then that's when they started to pull away from it, and the mobile boards they're doing, the Pentium M, are supposed to be fucking great. I've never got my hands on one, sadly. I will, one day, but not yet.
Even though they're a Pentium, they're actually a reduced instruction set chip.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Pentiums are the CISC processors, whereas the Celerons are traditionally the RISC processors.
Oh, I never knew that.
With the Pentium M's, they're actually a reduced instruction set.
That's
another thing with AMD. AMD in 2002 said that they were actually going to work to improve the x86 architecture, and thus it spawned the AMD 64 architecture.
Yeah.
Which is a derivative of x86. And the instruction set that's included in those processors are pretty fucking advanced, but cheap.
Yeah.
So it's doing with the whole, RISC back, 10 years ago was an excellent idea, because there was, for example, Windows 95, you didn't need a massive instruction set inside your processor.
Yeah.
You know, you just needed enough to do certain things. But as things have, progressed, the RISC processor seem highly inefficient to do, basic tasks. I mean, for better speed, Linux has always, been at the forefront of computer technology. Computer operating system technology in the terms of speed and performance. You know, each kernel version is pushing the boundaries of what it can do. Not a lot of people know that. I mean, you use Linux, so you know that.
I use it a bit. I use it more and more. Fantastic fucking operating system.
The 2.6 flavour of kernels, it's recommended that you actually have a full instruction set inside your processor.
Alright.
At least SSE2. I mean, most Linux developers know what I mean. People know that I'm developing my own operating system, so I've been researching this a hell of a lot. But the very minimum for Linux to work, effectively, is a full instruction set, until SSE2, at least.
Alright.
And that's the thing with Macintosh for x86, that require a full instruction set with Intel SSE3 instruction set.
Bloody hell.
It just shows how far off in system technology is coming, but I'm just wondering that with Vista, if most of the stuff it's going to require is bloatware.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, put it this way, I've been testing it, I've had it set with the system, and it's a fast boot up, but, all it is XP with a new GUI slapped on it.
Yeah.
And fucking, you need at least a Radeon 9600 to run the GUI.
Jesus, that's fucking
and that's the sort of graphics cards you need for big games like Battlefield 2.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You shouldn't need that kind of shit as your basic operating system fucking requirements. That's mental,
mate. The operating system is supposed to be there and not be noticed. It's what the application.
Yeah, it's your foundation. Yeah. If you want to put anything on top of that that requires a fucking fast 3D card, that's your business. You've got to go out and fucking buy a fast 3D card. But you shouldn't need it just to fucking go on and check your email and shit like that. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Let me put it this way, I have a computer from 1998, it's still here working.
Who the hell is that?
It's running Linux and I have no problem with it.
I'm actually getting a phone call, so what I'm going to do...
Okay, take the call.
No, it's alright, I've unplugged it. Fuck him.
Oh well.
Trying to do a show here! I had a phone call earlier and I assumed it was important, always a big mistake. So I came running out of the bathroom, picked the phone up. Yeah, hello, what? Who is it? What's going on? Is it important? And it's some guy asking for a fucking wrong number. You know, and it sounded just like my name, my surname. So what he'd actually done was they've got my details wrong on some fucking call-in centre's database. So if my surname was Smith, he would have asked for Mr. Riff or something like that. And I nearly said yes, but he didn't ask for my name, so I said, no, sorry, pal. There's no one here of that name. Which is true. No, sorry.
I would say that anyway in the telemarketers call.
Yeah, I fucking hate the telemarketers. You know,
I don't have that problem anymore because, you know, I've just got a new line, so I've not had that.
Have you got a new number on that new line?
Yeah.
That's probably why then, yeah.
Yeah, my Vonage.
Because I was wondering if Vonage actually filter out some kind of calls or some cool feature like that, and I'd fucking sign up tomorrow to go along with that.
I don't think they would, because, you know, it might be a call that someone's expecting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So.
I would like this user feature that they've got in the States when, last Friday, when you and Belial, you two drunken bastards, rang up a few random people and stuff like that, which I don't really approve of, but fuck it, it's done now. And some of them had this feature where if it's you don't get the caller ID number, then it puts you into a system like the AOL one,
yeah.
And you basically have to prove who you are and to get through. I would fucking love that, because every time I 1471 the phone, I've stopped picking it up these days. I just let it ring, let it stop, 1471 it. If it's the number I know, I call them back, apologise, and hey, I'm paying for the call. Talk as long as you want, pal. You know, but
that's
after...
a good thing for a call.
Sorry?
That's a good thing about caller ID.
Yeah, yeah. But half the time, these call centres, they don't leave their ID. So I really think that AOL kind of thing they've got in the States is a good way of filtering out the unwanted shit, which is pretty much 95% of my phone calls. So... Yeah, and another bloody telemarketer woke me up. I got pissed last weekend. Went out Saturday night, down the town, a few mates, got drunk, and came back and crashed out. 9:30 in the morning on a fucking Sunday, of all the days. I'm sure that must be in the Bible. Do not cold call people on a Sunday. It's a fucking day of rest. You know, 9:30 in the morning, the phone's going off, so I think, oh shit, so there's something wrong, you know, it's an emergency, maybe it's the alarm at work's going off, or something like that. Jump out of bed. Oh, hang on, we got another call on the Skype, so I'm going to take this now.
Okay.
Hello?
Yo!
What's up?
Am I live?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We are live from... Hello?
Hello, I've got a bridge of call. Shit, how do I do that?
I don't know.
Shit, hang on a sec, I'm going to put you back on hold, man. Hello?
Hello,
still
yeah,
there?
Am I bridging in now?
No, I've got a... How the hell do you bridge a call in Skype? I've never had to do it.
Right click on the thing and go add the conference. Well, are you using Gtalk?
No, Skype.
Or Scobie?
What about
Scobie?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey,
Scobie,
hey,
you there, mate?
Yes, how's it going?
Good. How are you? How's
are you in jail?
How's prison?
How's what?
How's prison? How's the big house?
They're treating me well,
No one's popped you cherry?
Well, you know, the warm showers are nice. Although I've had to bend over. You want to say hi to the show? We're live now.
You got one phone call, you called us.
That is touching.
Hello, Scobie.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Planet.
How's it going, man? Who's this?
It's TC.
TC, what's up, buddy?
Hey, it's good, man. How you been?
Not bad. I should have recognised you by your nearly Australian accent.
Live from Burger King, eh? Wonderful.
Hey, don't tell Bill Isle, right? But at the start of the show, we pretended that he'd been arrested, and that's why he wasn't here. We haven't told him yet.
Right, man.
So,
I'm going to pass you back.
Okay.
I'm gonna pass you back. It's my order.
Yo.
Hello. Yeah, we kind of did a little new feature at the start of the show, which was called, maybe it's going to be one, the first in a new series of regular features, we don't know yet, but
an exclusive section.
Yeah, yeah, it's brand new tonight. We like to call it, Let's Pretend Belial's in Jail.
Okay.
So
that's how you're getting arrested by the London police and you're being held in Scotland Yard.
Read out the notes you got, Sco.
Right.
This is what he said.
I'll read out what we said at the very beginning of the show. Hang on. I'll get in my serious voice. Hang on. I'm afraid that we have some very sad and unexpected news tonight in the show. Someone at the 3600 Mount Meet has informed us that the host of Hush Voice Radio, Belial, has been arrested by a under the cyber terrorism law of 2001. Being held at Scotland Yard. We're doing all we can at the moment to find out what we can, but we have called in. But when we call, we aren't being allowed past the front desk. I'd like for everyone to send their thoughts to Belial and assure you that we will not rest until he is safe.
Oh dear.
So, listeners, yes, it was a joke. He's free and fine, and here he is.
Yeah. We actually had quite a good meeting.
How'd it go?
We were all grouped up on the entrance of a doorway to a company.
Cool.
And about, I think it was every single one of us had a nice little laptop going, all kismet, all cracking, except for Napster, who was running his XP.
Which just connects to networks accidentally.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything on purpose.
So
he did it itself.
By default.
Blame Bill Gates if you're going to blame anyone.
Yeah. And, so well, they're all getting Burger King. I'm just standing outside having a cigarette.
Cool.
As you do. So, how's everything going so far? Have you been able to get everything going right and without any problems?
Almost. We can't get on the stream. So there's no live show. But we are recording and we're going to post-edit it, the music in and stuff like that, then put it up on the archive.
What happened? How comes you can't connect to the stream?
The stream's still running. Yeah.
It's the stream's what?
It's still spitting out content.
It's still pumping out?
Yeah, it's pumping out old episodes of Hacker Voice.
Oh, fuck, then it didn't close, sorry.
That's alright, man.
Sorry, man.
I didn't really want to do it live anyway, so...
Really?
You know.
Okay.
Well, I was just running around with cables for like 2 hours before 9 o'clock, going, fuck, let's try this, let's try that. Oh, crap, it still sounds like shit, you know, so... It's a bit weird to have a deadline, but we actually started early, with much help from Scobie, and I do want to thank you for that. And I also want to thank you, Belial, for last night, teaching me all about mixes and stuff, so... Both of you, massive respect, big in the top, one time.
That's fine, man, that's not a problem.
Cool.
Well, I'm just surprised that I managed to call in and get it all, you know, working and be able to talk to you guys.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I assume it was you was calling in a couple of times earlier.
I was, yes, yeah, I was trying to get in.
Yeah, because we couldn't get, well, I couldn't hit the green button soon enough. Basically, because I was talking to Scobie and I was going, Scobie, shut up, we got a call, stop talking. And then by the time I said to Scobie, right, hang on, man, I'm going to put you on hold, I'm not going to hang up, just stay there, don't go anywhere. And then, right, fuck, what do I do, which button is it? I think it's this one. Yeah. Oh, fuck, he's hung up. I was also a bit worried it would be like your dad or something like that, you know, a family member. And then he calls
No.
He calls up your Skype and I answer.
Yeah,
who the fuck are you?
Belial there.
Obviously, they call me by my handle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Family members tend to.
Yeah. God, they may have docs that have been dropped tonight, man. It's ridiculous.
It's mad, isn't it, when you meet
I found out who the Reverend is, the Reverend Rat.
The Reverend Rat?
Yeah, remember that guy that we were talking about, and I was like, who the hell is Reverend Rat?
Yeah, I think that was something to do with IRC when I was away.
Yeah, no.
No?
You know, when Maybe we were there pissed. At the first meeting, and right. then somebody posted up all the stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And I go, wait, who the hell is the Reverend Rat? Because he wasn't there.
I'm with you, man. Yeah.
I found out who it was.
Cool.
Yeah. And so it's all good. I mean, we're all cushy for the actual event on the 7th.
Any big plans been decided that you want to drop in right away?
Oh, it's just going to be whatever anyone feels like doing. Like, if Scobie wants to do a presentation, if you want to do a presentation, I know I will be planning to do one about various things. You know, we're going to have talks, and it's going to be focused on the actual event, so we won't be pissing around with where we're going to sit, where we're going to do this thing, you know what I mean?
We have already established a talk for doing.
Fantastic. What's the subject you're going to be talking about there, Scobie?
To teach people how they actually get into hacking.
Cool.
You know, that's good. People can start and where the good starting point.
Hacking 101.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's sweet. I'll be fucking listening to that, mate.
Yeah. Well, you'll be there.
I'll be there fucking taking notes going, fuck, I don't know shit. But yeah, how's the turnout on the meeting? Much people?
Good. Yeah.
Cool.
The only problem is, I found the Bricklayer's Arms.
Mm.
The only thing is it's packed out. It's just ridiculous.
All right.
So we got a few pranks down, and then we basically buggered off to do some walking and stuff like that. Did a bit of scanning, did a bit of penetration stuff, and.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea because pub on a Friday night, you know, it's going to be banging with the music, banging with the other people talking and shit like that. So I think you made the right move there, pub.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Exactly. And I mean, we couldn't find the place to sit. So I was playing around with, actually, I was playing around with Auditor.
Auditor? What's that?
Yeah, Auditor.
Do you have any. To try any of the other tools on it?
Yeah. I got it loaded up. Oh, thanks very much. I've just been handed some chips.
Yay!
Oh, sorry. I'm actually given one chip, actually, not the whole packet.
Say hello to Sapphire from us.
Hello, Sapphire.
Hello.
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 You're live on Hacker Voice Radio.
Yes, I'm.
No, you know it's recorded.
Yeah. It's not actually live, but hey, fuck it. How's it going? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
That's the noise I make when I'm dragging on a cigarette and I need to say yes. So, yeah, it's all going good.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Apart from the part of the boys and you.
Yeah, we did a little bit at the start of the show saying, it's Planet Lave and Scobie, you're not joined by your usual host, Belial, because we've just got a telephone call that he's been arrested, and things like that.
Sounds good.
We didn't actually tell anyone it was a joke until he called in.
He kidnapped and put in fuzzy cuffs.
That's his one request when he's arrested. Fuzzy cuffs only.
Yeah, they arrested me with fuzzy cuffs and fuzzy cuffs.
Sounds like you're having the fucking time of your life in there.
I know, it's great, man. Keep whipping me. Tickle torture.
I'm tied up, I've been beaten, I've been buggered. I'd normally have to pay a fortune for that kind of thing.
And that's parcel case for nothing. Can't wait till I come out of fucking London.
That's your tax pounds at work.
Anything in IRC?
Let's have a look.
How's Rani?
Rani. Yeah, I think it's all right. It was a bit disappointing. We couldn't do a live stream, but I promised we'd record the episode, and we actually started early. So we started at like 8:45. So I said it'd be uploaded by 10, and it looks like we're still going to hit that target. So
cool.
That should be pretty cool.
Yeah, as soon as I get back, I'm going to upload that episode because I was helping you.
Yeah, helping a noob. Because helping a half-drunk noob as well. Because after the show, I was about half-pissed, you know? And you're going, oh, you've got to plug your line out into your line in and then your microphone into your stereo out and this. And I'm sitting there going, what? What fucking language is this guy talking? May as well be in Chinese.
And Kisik nearly dropped his burger right there.
I thought you were going to say dropped his ducks. I think dropping your burger is actually worse.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say, really.
Is there...
What's that thing?
Me sing?
Yeah.
You've never heard me sing? No, I don't.
No, it hasn't.
And you think it's good. When you take a sound, it sounds good.
Thank you very much.
We'll have to do another live jam session night one time.
That suggestion by DC, I think we might do that one episode. You know, what you said about getting together, getting a live jam going with a DOS keyboard, you singing DOS keyboard. I can do. You can do all the riffs.
I think we should do it. Whether or not we broadcast it is entirely separate question. Put it up on the site with a warning. Say warning may contain shit singing and music.
Dusky board. It defies all logic.
Oh dear! I saw something today, which was something I meant to send you. Somebody had taken a photograph of a calculator and blacked out all the keys on it. They called it Das Calculator.
Elite calculator.
And the tagline on it was because accountants are elite too.
Fair enough.
Being kind of
right now, I'll be leasing right now. Not a ski board.
Sounds like you guys have had a few beers anyway. Cheers, fellas. Here's to you.
No, we're all, you know, teetotal here.
Oh, yeah, it's a regular fucking meeting of the Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm sure. Yeah. Fucking won't be on the 7th. Sorry, mate?
Yeah?
You said the Alcoholics Anonymous, and I said, just wait till I come down.
Off the bandwagon, 2005. Not bandwagon, just wagon. Fuck. Oh, well. This Friday I'm drinking. Like I need an excuse.
Oh, wait. My Jedi skills. Yeah.
So, how's the... Sorry?
Hello?
Sorry, mate, I was talking all over you there. Sorry, go ahead.
I said, do you think I should let you guys be and you can do the show?
Can do.
Okay.
You got anything else to tell us live from the mid-month meet of the 2600/HVR?
Yeah, DC wants admin status because he posted so much. I want to be very fun.
If he posts porn,
post porn.
He who posteth porneth getteth admin rightseth, as it says in the Bible.
What about the Bible?
That's evil. Yeah. All right, well... I'll let you guys see. I don't know if you're going to use this for the show.
Yeah, too right.
I guess pad out some...
No, it would be cool. We'll just upload it as it is. This is live from the mid-month meet, so you can't get much more fucking on content than that, sure.
Exactly.
You know, so please give a big shout-out to all the people there. Tell them we love them, and tell them to tune into the show. And
come down to the 7th of October.
Yep.
The Masonic Lodge.
Good stuff. I hope to see them all there.
Definitely.
Take care, you crazy cats.
I'll speak to you when I get home.
Cool, man.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And there we are. Live as it happens. Live fucking hacking news. You can't beat that, man.
Nope, you can't.
Totally forgot what I was going to say because we went off on such a mad tangent there. Yeah, sorry to all the listeners who actually believed us at the start of the show that Belial had been arrested.
Yes, you were misinformed.
Sorry.
I'm going to kill the bastard who said that to me.
How dare they?
Or was it just my magic mushroom?
At the start of the show, I was fucking on the verge of cracking up so bad. I had like two knuckles in my fucking mouth, just biting them, going, don't fucking squeal, don't say anything, don't fucking laugh. Oh, God. And then I kind of went with it as much as I could and went, oh, yeah, it's terrible, man. I can't believe it. And tried out my acting skills. I don't know how good they are. But and then we just kind of went on to some content. Sorry?
It makes it sound even more better when you do it with a quiver in your voice. It makes it sound so true.
Makes it sound like you're crying and not laughing.
What?
Makes it sound like you're crying and not laughing.
Yeah.
She's going, oh my God, I can't believe this. This is the worst news ever.
So to all the people who shed themselves at the beginning of the show, you're... got
owned. Oh, no.
Oh, bitches.
Well, it is a Friday episode, so you never know what to expect, because we're fucking glad the week has ended, and we're glad to be drinking and not having to get up in the morning. So the Friday ones will always be a bit weird. Watch your asses.
Just wait till fucking Monday.
Oh, he's going to have something to say about it when he listens back.
He's on a weekender. funny shit.
At least he took it well. He thought it was funnier than anyone, I think. So, I guess we'll find out in the forums after he's listened back to the recording of this show and actually heard it.
I mean, he's funny cuffs.
Fucking fuzzy cuffs, God. He should change his handle to Fuzzy Cuffs.
Do you know what, I'll do that just now.
What are you going to do, change it on the forums?
Yeah.
Cheers. Fucking do it, man. You're evil. You give me bad ideas and things like that, but they're all fucking gold.
Admin control panel? So what were we talking about before we talked?
I can't remember, to be honest. I don't know, I'm just going to drop in with a quick news item here, something I saw today, which is Nintendo plans a one-handed joypad.
Yeah,
pardon? One-handed joypad? Okay, I assume they're going to be releasing a great big wave of erotic games. So that your other hand is... Yeah. I can't do it as well as you. So that your other hand is free for wanking. That wasn't what it said in the press statement. However, the story on the BBC says Nintendo has unveiled the controller for its new Revolution game console. In the demonstration at the Tokyo Game Show, Nintendo boss Satoru Iwata, and I'm sure I've fucked up the pronunciation on that, I don't know, he showed off the wireless controller that closely resembled a TV remote control. Motion sensors inside the controller translate its movements into game action, allowing it to be used as a virtual sword, baseball bat, or tennis racket. Now that's kind of cool, but when you say one-handed joypad, my mind fills in the blanks of that as wanking with the other hand, you know. It's like fucking... I'm trying to type with one hand. You know, why? Fucking... Because I got the cock in the other, basically. Right, I just got a link from you, sir. So I'll check that out. There we go. Fuzzy cuffs. That's your nickname. Oh dear. Fuck. He really shouldn't use a picture of Gillian Anderson as his avatar, as I said in the forums today.
Yeah. Keep that page up, right, and I'll tell you when to refresh it.
All right, man. Cool. Let's see what else we've got here in the news. The guy who hacked Paris Hilton's phone has been sent to jail.
Yeah, now, I saw that in the paper.
This is fucking cracking an egg with a bloody nuclear missile, basically. The teenager who reportedly hacked the mobile phone of socialite Paris Hilton, or whore, as everyone else calls her, has been sent to jail. The hacker, who cannot be named because of his age, will serve an 11-month sentence in a juvenile jail. He will be under supervision for 2 years following his release, during which time he cannot own a computer or device that can access the internet. Now, that is fucking crazy. That, what a fucking sentence lay on the guy. I mean, 11 months in jail is one thing. That's bad. Also, apparently, his total sentence was based on a 15-month period of crimes he committed. So it wasn't just for the Paris Hilton thing. He was up to all kinds of other shit. So 11 months in jail, yeah, maybe. All right, depends on the other shit, to be honest with you. Hacking Paris Hilton, I don't see it as a crime. Fucking skank. But... this guy, he can't use a computer for the 11 months he's in jail or the 2 years he's under supervision after that. Now, that is going to fuck this guy for life. You know, the pace at which the internet moves at. 3 years.
You know, put it,
sorry?
Think of everything right that's happened in the net and computing technology in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Think of the advances we've made in the computing languages, new protocols, new formats. You know, the guys that have a hard time catching up.
Fucking too, right? Yeah.
Especially if he works in the industry, which I'm assuming he does.
Well, it says he can't be named because of his age and he's sent to a juvenile jail, so he's young. But he knows what he's doing.
His education.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing with computers, obviously. So it's likely that he would have gone into the industry as a natural kind of progression.
That's putting him 2 years back in his education.
Yeah, three. It's like 2 years, 11 months. That's fucking crazy. That's a bad thing to do to a person in this day and age. You know?
Yeah.
I can understand why, because he's got a hacking conviction, therefore why give him a laptop? You know, it's like, why give a murderer a fucking gun? Why give a drug addict a fucking shitload of heroin? I understand. But
here's the problem, right? Ionic said this to me the other night, and I think he said it in the show as well, but a pen can also be a lethal weapon when stabbed into someone's eye, which stops someone from writing.
That's true, man.
You know, it's stupid that you should deny people from using tools. you know, you just have to make sure that they aren't going to do anything illegal with them.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, he can use a computer, right? But he doesn't have to be connected to the internet to use that computer.
Nope. Also, he doesn't have to fucking use it on his own. He's spending 11 yeah. months in jail. Get a guard to stand over him and say, you do anything I don't like, I'm going to smack you around the head with this nightstick. He's just going to be checking websites. He's not going to be hacking fucking anything. You know? 3 years unplugged with the pace the world is moving at the moment in the online world, that's pretty much a life sentence. You know, he's going to have to work his bollocks off to catch up with the stuff he's missed, and then while he's doing that...
At least another 2 years to catch up.
I'd say at least, because while he's catching up on the stuff he's missed, he's going to miss more stuff.
So
you
that's know. About 2009, 2010 before he gets back in steam.
It says what, so in 2010?
Yeah, by the time it takes him to learn everything again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. By the time he's caught up, and yeah, I'm with you. Thought you had a different news site to me, I thought I'd fucking fucked it up. yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's a bad thing to do to a hacker. Yeah, maybe he deserved it, but I don't think that long a time offline does anyone any good, because that will affect him for the rest of his fucking life. Another thing was the... this is from the BBC website. And they had a little picture of Paris Hilton on the story. And the caption to it read, Miss Hilton is known for a hedonistic lifestyle. Now, I believe they actually made a spelling mistake there, because they typed in hedonistic instead of whore. So, you know, I might email that off to them, just correct them a little bit. See if they take it on board. I don't know if they will. But
put it this way, if she was sitting in your face, you wouldn't say no.
Sorry? I missed that. I fucked up with the headphones.
I says when it comes to Paris Hilton, if she was sitting in your face, you wouldn't say no.
As much as I hate to admit to it, you're right. I'm going to edit that last bit out. No, I'm not really. She's all right looking, but to be honest, when I first see her on the telly or see her on some news site, I'd rather slap her than fuck her. I'd probably fuck her after the slap, but my first instinct is to slap her. She's just...
Yeah, she's
yeah, spoiled little bitch and fucking... winds me up something awful. One more news story before I stop going on about this kind of shit. And that is, again, from the BBC. They've got a shitload of good news today. Demon founder escapes jail term. An internet pioneer has been given a suspended jail sentence for poaching emails linked to the 1980s Westminster Council Homes for Vote scandal. Cliff Stanford, the 50-year-old founder of Demon Internet, was given a 6-month prison sentence, suspended for 2 years, and fined £20,000. He admitted one count of unlawful and unauthorised interception of electronic communications. He plans to appeal, but a charge of conspiring to blackmail was dropped. The conspiracy charge related to an alleged attempt to blackmail a disgraced former council leader, Dame Shirley Porter, and her son John. So, the guy who founded Demon Internet is going through a shitload of emails of his users, and if he finds anything interesting, he might blackmail you. It's been proven in court. So, if you are a user of Demon Internet, it might be time to rethink who your ISP is.
Yeah.
Just a little warning out there.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a new ISP, I would suggest PlusNet.
What's that, PlusNet?
Yeah, they're separate from VT Network, because they're on the EasyNet. And their prices are absolutely fucking phenomenal.
Cool.
Seriously, it's a geek company that's run by geeks. You know, they all know about Linux, you know, because I had a few troubleshooting problems. Called them up and they talked me through it. So that was excellent.
Yeah, too right.
you don't get an ISP that supports
anything but Windows.
I mean, and the techie who I was talking to says that all of the systems are Linux. So that's probably why they are such a good ISP.
Yeah, well, it's cool to speak to someone in technical support who knows what they're fucking talking about and not just reading that off a screen, you know. Because the ISP I'm with, they're making a major selling point of the fact that now they've got live support for the macOS. Now, that shouldn't be a major selling point. That should be a fucking basic bloody service. You know, you should support your customers no matter what operating system they're using. Not just we support Windows, the rest of you can go fuck yourselves. You know?
But,
nuts.
You know, I was really surprised with PlusNet. I'm on a 2-meg connection, okay? And when I was talking to the techie, he actually bumped my upload speed to 400. He doubled my upload speed.
That's
just
cool.
Because I had a good conversation with him.
Is that going to stick?
What?
So is your upload speed going to stay that way? Or was it just during the test?
No, it stays that way, but here's the thing, right?
Wow.
My download speed is 2 megabit.
Yeah.
But I actually download roundabouts between, you know, 600 gigabytes per second and 800. That's how fast their network is.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. You know, before I was using a USB ADSL modem, and I was getting about 400 kbps off it.
Yeah.
And I switched to an Ethernet modem, and I'm getting about 600 to 800 off it from a 2 meg line.
My God. And
that's incredible there, their network is.
That's PlusNet, yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm thinking of signing up, mate.
Yeah, I can give you a referral if you want.
Yeah, let me, I'm tempted. Fuck. Yeah, send me some info, and I'll check it out.
Yeah,
make sure you get like a couple of days free or whatever it is. I'll mention your name when I sign up.
Yeah, I think you get a month's free, I'm not too sure.
Sweet. I'm going to be out on the streets wearing a sandwich board fucking advertising it if it works. Golf sale. Hey, buddy, fuck off. PlusNet, it's great. I swear by it.
It's seriously the best ISP that I've ever used.
Cool.
You know, the worst has been Vipex. They are the absolute worst. They're worse than Bulldog, and that's saying something.
I've never tried Bulldog. Are they bad?
No. Our technical support is shit, and the connection drops out. As people might have noticed during the show with live hosting.
There's been some major fucking problems sometimes. I mean, the past couple of episodes, I don't know if we're pushing Skype too hard or if we're pushing his connection too hard, but I'm sitting there, I'm saying nothing because I can't fucking hear anything that's going on, you know. And Bilal keeps going, are you alright? What's going on, man? You know, are you okay? What's up? I'm just like, what? I can't fucking hear a word. It's just, Skype. And stuff like that. What? So how can I sit here and comment on that? Sorry, mate.
I said the only word that you do make out is Skype.
Yeah. That one magically gets through.
And then after that, it's just a 2-second period of silence, and you go, ah.
That's a bit when people would normally say, is shit. So I think Skype filter that out themselves.
Yeah.
Another cigarette. That's better.
The forum's been fairly been getting used a lot.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised by it.
That they've been so popular.
Yeah, people have really gotten into it, and that's really fucking cool. Shout out to all the guys on the forums. Oh, how's it going?
No. We have 19 registered members with a total of 264 posts.
That's fucking mad.
In a week.
Yeah. And especially as the only advertising we've been doing is through the radio show. So if they come into the site anyway.
also got a referral link on a referral post on Binref.
Oh, that's true.
Most of
yeah.
Most of our referral links in the UA blogs so that should be coming from Binref.
Mm.
But we've had, I was on Binref IRC a couple of nights ago, and I actually heard some, you know, people were saying good things about the show.
Wow.
You know, it's actually surprising because most of the majority of the downloads from for the show are actually from America.
They're probably just downloading because we sound funny.
Yeah, probably.
Listen to these fucking weirdos. I can't understand what they're saying, buddy. I shouldn't really say that,
you
otherwise.
You gotta listen to these British people. They're all crazy. They're all terrorists.
Tony, hold my dick while I take a piss.
Wipe out the evildoers.
By the way, big shout out to the people of America, the free people of America, not the mindless drones. And the free people of America listen to this show. You're good people. Hey, how's it going?
Shouts out to the FBI, the CIA, MI5, and other government bastards who's been spying on us for the past month.
They seem to like our show as well.
Yes, as it shows in the logs.
But for all the wrong reasons. Oh, fuck. I think we're going to turn up in an episode of Spooks pretty soon.
Yeah.
Based on episodes on us. These guys, they're terrorists. They're talking about the government and how shit it is. We must shut them down. I don't know why I did a German accent, but, you know. Sorry, mate. Missed you there. And you've gone absolutely dead, which is fucking Skype for you. Hello, hello, hello. Nope, we have lost Gobi, so... I think I'm gonna have to... Ah, there he is. He's calling back! Hello!
Hello.
How's it going, man? Lost you there for a second.
Off. Sorry? I think someone unplugged my phone.
I was just blaming it on Skype. I was about to go on a big tangent rant. About...
No, the power went off. No, it was my fault. The power went out. The power went off my phone.
Fair enough.
Oh, shit.
So I was saying that the simplest...
It's the Illuminati.
They came around and silenced you.
Did you read the post that while we were having the meeting in October?
Which one's that? The,
Freemasons Arms?
I've got it here.
It's in,
yeah.
It's in the THP meeting.
Yep, got it. Yeah, yeah, it's got the full details there on the forums. Check it out, people. But the meeting for the October the 7th, which is we're pushing it to be a big one. There's going to be it's going to be more than people just turning up and going now what. So what we're going to do is get a venue, which is the Freemasons Arms. We're going to be. Yep, Belial absolutely insisted it was in that place, you know, because of the whole Illuminati thing and
did
fucking Freemasons.
Did he tell you the story when he was booking it?
No, no.
Oh, he was at work whilst he was calling the woman, right, and I was talking to him on Google Talk.
Yeah.
And he says, right, hang on a minute, I'm just going to book this, right? 10 minutes later, he came back on, he says, oh my fucking God, you will not believe what this woman just said to me. And I'm like, what? And he gave me the exact transcript of what he said, and he says, hi there, I was wondering if I can book a meeting for Friday, October the 7th. And she says, Freemasons meeting?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we're doing the 33rd degree. And she says, right, good stuff, it'll be ready, everything will be ready for you.
Fuck. So, has he actually booked us in as a Freemasons group?
I think so.
Oh, man, that's going to be fucking weird. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We'd better fucking tell everyone when they all turn up, you know, or on the show fucking a couple of days before. If you turn up, and if anyone asks you... you are a Freemason, and here's the fucking handshake, diddly 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 do.
Well, talking about the Freemason handshake, what is it, three days ago, right, I was watching the Scottish news, and the Queen was in Edinburgh opening up the new branch of the Royal Bank of Scotland, their new headquarters. And she was shaking hands with the CEO of the Royal Bank of Scotland, and I looked very carefully at it because I was thinking to myself, she's a grand patroness.
Yeah.
And the handshake that they actually done was an actual Freemason handshake. They have their own different handshakes.
God.
And see, when I come down in October, I will show you exactly what they've done, and I'll have proof.
Cool. I'm going to be walking into this pub behind you, mate. And watching every bloody hand movement you do and say, yeah, I'm with him, you know. I'm following that guy. He's definitely a Freemason. I'm his guest, so. Not a terrorist.
You're coming in for your first degree.
Fuck, that's going to be
wrong,
weird.
Wrong Masons.
God. Isn't it the handshake? It's there's something as well with the thumb or something like that, which denotes how high you are with a rank.
The index finger and the middle finger. You raise it up. See, like you were the Vulcan salute.
Yeah.
You shake hands someone as if it's a Vulcan salute, and you put the top two fingers over the top of the hand.
Wow, that's mad.
I'll show you when I come down.
Yeah, fucking too right, mate. We've got to spend half an hour practicing that shit. Just like, I don't want to be kicked out. Yeah. That's what the first talk should be on.
Otherwise they'll kill us. And Blau's actually going to be shown as the place where they do all the cultural sacrifice. Well, he's got to show us the dungeons where they do the sacrifices. And jeez, he's going to show me the actual guards that they have there.
Fucking hell.
So this has got to be some good stuff.
That's fucking crazy, man. Fucking crazy. But we are approaching or have passed an hour. I don't know. One of the two. So
yeah,
pretty much. So I think we'll wrap it up there and add a little bit of post-production and then get this out to you, the people, the listeners. We love you. Yeah. This is all for you. So any final words, Mr. Scobie?
Just a big thank you to everybody for using the forums and actually buying into our big prank that Bly was actually indeed in jail.
Yeah, sorry about
you
that.
You got on.
I wonder if anyone will believe it. We'll find out.
I think that's it.
Cool. Basically, I'd just like to say the same thing as Scobie. Thanks to everyone who is getting involved, either by IRC, either by calling in, emailing in, you know, and using the forums. If there's any feedback, just mail us at radio@hackervoice.co.uk. If it's good, if it's bad, if it's indifferent, we don't flipping care. We want to hear from you, the people. This is your show. Sorry?
It says we just want to get email. We're all very lonely people.
Yep. We are a democracy. We are. The government isn't, but, you know, we're hanging on to that last basic bastion of fucking rights. So,
yep.
Email in, tell us what you want. And take care, people. We'll be doing another show Monday. Good night from Planet Lave.
And good night from Scorpio.
Adam, do you read me over? I am going down a shop to buy 10 fags. Do you need a drink or some crisps?
You fucking can't go down the shop like that, man. You got fucking tinfoil wrapped around your head.
It's not tinfoil. It's my new skin. I am a robot. I have interfaced with my spectrum. Behold.
You fucking nuts, man. Stop talking like that.
What do you mean? It is my normal voice. My computer integrated voice circuit is making me speak like this.
Stop talking like that, you fucking bellend.
I'm getting a bit worried now. I think we might...
I am a robot!
Fucking inject him, man. Inject him. Fucking kill him down. Oh, fucking hell.
Pinnacle Spectrum, Pac-Man Commodores, and that 81 Donkey Kong fucking high score. Push it to the limit, couldn't push it anymore. Wanna be a fucking robot after smoking loads of draw. Want to speak and spell, stuck it to my chest. I wrap some fucking tinfoil to my head and to my vest. Walking down the street, my next door neighbor's not impressed. I'm a robot, I'm buying 10 facts, it's my quest.
Eggs, he's gone too far, he thinks he's Robocop. He's covered in tinfoil and's got matching metal socks. We tried to sedate him, but he fucking escaped. The man robot myth starts to escalate. He tries to sell himself, standing in curries, but if the beasts turn up, he runs in a fucking hurry. He tries to plug himself in the mains with his knob, and when he's fully recharged, he goes egg on the rock.
Half man, half machine, what does it mean? What does it mean? Half man, half machine, what does it mean? What does it mean?
Being a robot in my digital domain, enter my world, feel my pain. I'm not like other people you might see or you might know. I made love to a BBC micro, touched it on the disk drive, the monitor got hot. I knew from then I was a motherfucking robot. Bill Gates from Microsoft, Stephen Hawking's voice, I'm fucking Lara Croft. I built a lab, secret in my loft. I built a special costume that would help me to jack off. I sat there, in front of the screen, for many years this would be my wet dream. Now I've reached it, I'm finally there. Like Terminator being filmed in Aberdare. So alone, when people stop and stare, like C-3PO but with pubes and hair.
Robot lab.
Robot.
Robotic ray dancing.
Robot.
The doctor stained the nut ace, said he was an egg case, cause he sticks sprayed silver egg cans on his face. Sucking off antennas and trying to fuck the fridge and burn his pubic wig with a high voltage.
I am as robots, mine's primes, directives, is twos, goes twos, the shops. Arms, buys, tens, fags, dudes, who's cons, cutes.
He wants to buy 10 fags, his destination is the shop. A tinfoil cat who's gonna have like Robocop. If you ask him, then he'll do a body pop. Like Terminator, yet he just won't stop. Put electric cable down through the eye of his cock. Plugged it in a wall and gave himself a big shock. The reason that he did it wasn't to give himself pain. Watching Terminator over again and again.
Fuck man, get fucking restrain him man, get him fucking stirrups.
Fucking get him down man, inject him man, get him down. He's fucking nuts man, he's losing it.
Help me man, get him fucking.
Half man, half machine, what does it mean? What does it mean? Half man, half machine, what does it mean? What does it mean? Half man, half machine, what does it mean? What does it mean? Half man, half machine, what does it mean? What does it mean?
You still a fucking robot then, Span?
No, not anymore.
You fucking look fucking sound like one as well.
I am not a robot, I can assure you, thank you.
I fucking think you are.
I'm not.
What are you then?
A woman called Janet